talking with Alito High School grad Margo Price. Just first up, got to be exciting playing at, well, they call it the Tax Slayer Center now, but I know the Mark of the Quad Cities back in your day. So how excited are you to take the stage in front of the hometown audience?
I'm looking forward to it. I actually sang here 20 years ago. I sang the national anthem at a Mallard game. So this is my first time back since.
So you're kidding me, a Mallards game. That's awesome. So we know, you know, the music industry concerned with what happened in Las Vegas last week. Just your thoughts on what went down there and, you know, just taking the stage. I assume, you know, a lot of these artists with heavy hearts moving forward this week.
Yeah, it's really such a terrible thing. And, you know, I think that it worries a lot of people in the, you know, in the entertainment industry and just getting up on stage and feeling comfortable. So I know they have been talking about upping the security here tonight and just kind of really looking out and taking care of, you know, anything that we can. But it really feels, you know, out of everybody's hands. And I pray that it doesn't continue.
I thought, I don't know if it was last week or a couple weeks ago, and I'll paraphrase, you had talked about, you know, the lack of decorum, unfortunately, with people in social media. And I'm like you, I like seeing pictures, and I like, you know, people doing stuff, and I love when you post the pictures of Willie Nelson and Kris Kristofferson and those type of things. That's what social media is about to me, so I hope you don't stop doing that. But you know, your message, you know, resonated with me. Hey, people, quit being trolls on, you know, the internet, so to speak, because you're ruining it for everybody. Can you speak to that a little? Because I'll tell you this, when you said that, I'm like, and you used words, a little more direct words, like, you know, beat them over the head. But I'm saying, I wanted to say when you posted that, I'm saying, can I get an amen to that? So can you talk about basically, you know, the stance of, come on, people, knock it off. This isn't what social media is about. So you take it away. And what's your message for people that, you know, participate in social media?
Well, I think the great thing about social media is that it gives everyone a voice and, it, you know, kind of can be a window into, you know, into the outside world and what people far away are doing. And it's a good way to keep in touch with your loved ones and friends and fans and family. But, you know, with giving, everyone a voice, you're going to have voices of people who are rude and, you know, want to tear people down. But I just try to kind of ignore that. And unfortunately, it's, you know, I don't check my personal messages very often because of things that people have sent me, you know, with really offensive content. And, so, you know, I'm trying to kind of find the balance in it myself because, you know, there is a danger to it. So I like to, you know, just live my life in the real world and social media is, you know, that little extra thing that you kind of get to do, but I don't pore over the comments and, you know, if anyone's being bullied online, whether it's just, you know, a high school student or, you know, or somebody who's in the entertainment industry, I just say, be strong and have thick skin and try not to let it break you.
Yeah. And I guess it's the small few that ruin it for everyone, but there's a point where it can really bug you. And I think it kind of bugged you to say, hey, listen, man, knock it off is basically your message to them. I mean, it had to feel good that you did it at least once.
Yeah. You gotta tell people what's up every now and then.
All right. So how do you? I'm just curious. How do you keep your motor running? I mean, man, you're all over the place, traveling all over. How challenging is it to maintain the energy level?
Well, I do get a lot more sleep than I used to, and in my early days of my youth, to make sure I have, you know, 6 to 8 hours of sleep. I try to go to the gym and stay healthy and, you know, eat well and whatnot. But really, I don't know. I'm running off of fumes and lots of black coffee.
All right. And just as we wrap up, I know some of the different things you got coming up. You're at Moline tonight, but I see, I think one of the neat venues you get to play at, you're doing, is it later this month, Prairie Home Companion? That's something that's near and dear to my heart, the traditional radio theater. So what about getting the opportunity with Garrison Keillor? That's a neat down-home production, I think.
It really is. I don't know that Garrison is there anymore, though, and it really is a shame because I have listened to him for, you know, decades. but Chris Thiele from the Punch Brothers has been taking it over, and I was lucky enough to be there a while back with Jack White, and it's still, you know, it's all the same people that have been working there, and they're a class act. They're really, really great folks that, you know, care about what they do, and it's cool to see live radio happening. It really is. I'm excited for that one.
Yeah, and just, you know, playing in front of what will be, you know, hometown audience tonight, is that a little more nerve-wracking for you? I know I've asked that to Susie Boggess before. You know, it's a little bit different when you come back home and see the people face-to-face that you used to grow up with. You approach a little bit different or a little more nervous or anything of that nature?
Well, hopefully I'll keep my head on straight. I mean, you know, I don't know if I'll see any ex-boyfriends or old teachers in the crowd, maybe. That could stir up nerves. But I think for the most part, I'm just really excited to be back home. I don't get a visit often, so I'll take any opportunity I get to see a couple friends and my grandmothers and my folks and my sisters.
Yeah, that's awesome. And then just as far as, you know, you've played at so many different venues. It's an arena-style format today. You've been at intimate type of settings. You've been at outdoor venues. Do you enjoy them all equally, or is one more enjoyable than the other, or are all of them unique in their own way?
You know, I think it just kind of depends on the crowd reaction and just the way that, you know, the feel that you get off of them. I mean, I really love playing those rock venues where everybody's real close up and standing in the pit, and you know, and I've played some beautiful theaters where people were so attentive and just listened really well, and you know, the arenas, they took a minute to get used to, because, you know, we've been doing all these shows with Willie Nelson and Chris Stapleton, and so it's, you know, it's more of their crowd. But you know, if we can win them over and just get our bearings, and I think it's been great practice this last year to be out and to be playing for these massive audiences. It's really taught us a lot. So I'm grateful for the opportunity from Chris and all the other folks who've taken me out and kind of taken me under their wing.
All right. Well, thank you, sis. We're proud of you, and I've taken enough of your time. So enjoy the visit back home tonight.
Thanks so much. Happy homecoming, everybody.
All right. Margo Price with us on WRMJ.